Ha, that rascal Uncle Tony was laughing at her. At once, the boys set about giving the silkworm house, a tiny place with broad shelves along two walls, a thorough cleaning, whitewashing it inside and out. On the shelves, they laid clean papers and put a piece of netting at the window. There were a few bricks piled in one corner. Should a day threaten to be chilly, these would be heated in the kitchen oven and placed below the shelves to warm the air slightly. For silkworms are tender creatures and must be cared for as though they were fretful babies. Then the four, barefooted and bareheaded, and in their simple homemade clothes, patched but clean, walked the 4 miles to Florence to buy both silkworm eggs and straw for the braiding. The eggs they bought at a little shop not far from the Ponte Vecchio, the oldest of the bridges over the river, the one that has a row of shops clinging on each side all the way across. For the straw, they went to the new market, which, in spite of its name, is centuries old.